Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Welcome everyone to Illuminate Your Worth, and your host of this amazing show, production, podcast, TV show, live streaming show is none other than Heather Stewart. And that is not me. I am not Heather Stewart, but I have the joy and the opportunity and the pleasure to introduce her to our platform, the Inspired Choices Network, and to really showcase her for the world. I love being able to do this. It's such a fun conversation because I script absolutely nothing. And so I always have everybody tipped off their seat a little bit, like, what's she going to ask me? But it's always good. It's always good. So welcome to your show, Heather.
Thanks, Christine. I'm so excited to be here. It's so funny. It's like, when you said, I'm not Heather, I'm like, thank goodness. I don't know if the world could handle more than one.
Two Heathers. What would that look like?
Gosh, golly. Yeah, right. Well, and this is like, we should have like cheering sounds.
Right.
You know, at some point, because it's like, woo, well, it's the first show.
I do have maracas, but that's all. I've got maracas. That's all I am. Sorry. Right. But we're cheering for you. We are absolutely cheering for you. It's so much fun. And it's been so much fun getting to know you and create this show with you and bringing it out to the world. Now, it's not your first show, not your first podcast that you have done, but I think it's new in that when we step up, our productions, our creations also step up. So it is new in a new way.
Yeah, it's new in a new way. I mean, I was thinking about that the other day because people are saying, oh my goodness, are you nervous? I was like, well, no. Because
not my first rodeo.
Actually, podcasting, well, if you include the Back to Me podcast, I've been, and the one before that, Build a Better Business, I've been podcasting for like 5 years, but this is different, and it's the energy of it, I think, is different, right?
Yeah, it is different. It's so much fun having these conversations with people.
And
because you're not the
say
only
hello
one
to the Akashic Nomad, because okay, send little hearts to my Akashic Nomad friend.
Oh, look at your hearts came up. That's so cute.
Right? Well, you know how those things work.
This woman is tech savvy, let me tell you. Well, Heather, before we dive into, you and I could probably talk for a long time just about fun things, but I want to officially tell the world who you are and what this show is. So I'm going to read a little bit of what was created to bring your show to the world. And then we're going to dive into wherever the energy wants to take us. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
So, Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Illuminate your worth because you were never meant to dim your light. Life has a way of pulling us off track into burnout, overwhelm, and everyone else's agenda. But what if the wake-up call you've been waiting for is already here? Wow. Illuminate Your Worth is your sacred space to remember who you truly are, reclaim your joy, and rewrite the story of your life your way. Whether you're navigating midlife reinvention, craving deep alignment, or simply ready to stop living somebody else's version of success, this podcast is your invitation back to yourself. Expect real talk, inspiring guests, and actionable insights across wellness, relationships, career, creativity, and spiritual growth. Expect to feel seen, encouraged, and lit up from within. You were born to shine. Let's turn up your brightness. I absolutely love that. You really laid that out beautifully. And I'd like to add, expect to laugh a lot, because you have the energy of laughter. Like, I think we need to revise that, okay? Like, expect to laugh. You absolutely
And
do.
We're going to laugh.
We're going to laugh.
I spent a lot of my life taking it very seriously. And
right?
Then it's like, why? That's not fun at all.
No, stop being so damn serious, Heather. Come on. Now, Jesus. You have a very beautiful bio. I'm not going to read your bio because I'd like you to share with all the listeners. Tell us about Heather Stewart.
Whoa, how long do we have?
We
Okay.
have 50 minutes.
It's funny because I've been on so many other people's podcasts and they ask me that question, like, tell us about yourself. And I always have to ask them how long their podcast is. Because if it's, one of those little 15-minute jobs, you gotta have the quick version.
Right.
But if for people who, like, I call myself a transformation facilitator, right? It's like, it's a coach, but I help people realize that they don't have to stay with what they have. Like, you can decide something different. And the reason that I call myself that, there's a few reasons, but because I've transformed myself a few times, right? So I started the way people always start. I had a job. I went to university. I got a career. I became a chartered accountant and I was a CPA. So you follow this carrot that they dangle in front of you. Career, education, career, get the house, get the car, blah, 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 blah. So I had the house in the suburbs. I had the company car. I had the stock options. I was an executive and I was doing the things that they said you were supposed to do to be happy and to make it. And I was just like, yeah, not so much. It's like, is this all there is? Is this the prize at the
That's
end?
it.
Because I'm not really jiving with this prize. And it was funny. I've told various versions of this, and I mean, it always comes to the same outcome. But I can remember one day I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I had been working on this big project, and it was coming to an end. And the company that I was working for was publicly traded. It's like billions of dollars that I would deal with. Numbers started to not make any difference to my conversation. I'm like, billions, whatever, which sounds crazy to people, but you become very desensitized. And I was talking to a colleague, and my project was ending, and I was going to end up with another promotion. And I didn't want it. So it was so funny because I said to her, oh, I don't want another promotion, God. Because it just means, yes, you get more money, you get more recognition, you get more status, you get more stuff. But I was trading my life for that promotion. When you come down to it, the time that you spend doing things, the only currency you have is your time, really, because everything else, it comes and goes.
Right.
Time you can't save up. So time is your true currency. And I said, it's going to take more of my time. I'm already spending 12 hours a day at a desk. I said, this is not what I want to do. And it took me probably a few months after that to quit my
To
job,
make the transition, yeah.
to make the transition. And sometimes when I tell people I quit my job, their head blows open. And I think, well, it's not for everyone, just to like toss
Right.
everything out the window. But I quit my job. And interestingly, I also sold my house and got divorced right around the same time. Let's just start all over again. I want a big do-over.
Reset, reset.
Reset. So off I went to India. I said, there's too much noise here. And not that it's not noisy there, but like too much maybe history and influence and people who thought I was crazy and were trying to convince me that I was making the wrong decision. So I said, need to separate myself entirely. And I went to India for 3 months. I actually would have stayed longer, but my grandmother made me promise to come back for Christmas. So when
Thanks,
your
Grandma.
British grandmother tells you you must do something, you just do
There's no questioning,
it.
Grandma. That's it.
There's
You
no
just
questioning.
you do as you're told.
Yes, exactly. But while I was there, I mean, it's an intense place. And it gives you a perspective that your problems are really no big deal. There's people sleeping on the street. Well, I have somewhere to live. There's people with no legs. And I'm like, I have legs. I mean, literally, one day this guy was, I felt like he was chasing me on his little skateboard. They have people who beg a lot, and you have to get used
Yes.
to that too. But it's a very intense place in all the sensory, smell, sight, sound, people, everything. But it's also very interesting because it knows what it has more. It has more of a sense of what's valuable, maybe. You know, what's valuable to them is
non-monetary,
connection.
Non-monetary.
Non-monetary. It's like people and connection. And I mean, yes, there are people who will see you and say, hey, they have money, I'm going to get some of it. But I was staying with a family up in the north, and I was wearing, you know, my Gore-Tex, and probably what I was wearing was more than they would make in a year. And they felt bad for me because I had no job and no children. It's like, wow, that's kind of a slap in the face. But it gave me this idea of there's more to life than a career. And the career that I wanted to choose was something that was going to make me feel good, like feel like I was contributing something. You know, when you're working corporate, you are contributing something. And there's people who love those jobs, and I love them for being there, because if they weren't there, come
right.
on, what would happen? But I didn't feel like that was where the most important place for me to
right.
be. Like I was good enough at my job, I guess. I kept getting promoted, but I felt like it was not the right space.
Like it was
for me.
Lacking something?
It was lacking something. Yeah. Like I think about, like, I was an unusual, I had one of the VPs introduce me one day to his sister as the weirdest accountant you would ever meet.
The weirdest accountant. That's quite a tagline.
Right? It was very funny because, and it was because, like, I wouldn't turn on my fluorescent lights in my office. Thank goodness I had a window, because I just felt I didn't like the lighting. And I had a lava lamp, and I had these little, have you ever had at Milestones, the Bellini animals that they used to put on the drinks? I had like a collection of them on the front of my desk, and
yes, you
I
were
had
weird.
Toys and things. I was weird. And people would stop and talk to me. So the mailroom guy would, when he brought me my mail, would sit down for 20 minutes to talk to me. Now that might have contributed to my long hours, but I felt like it was important to listen to him and what he was doing
right.
and dealing with in his dreams. And, you know, if I ever needed anything, he would do it for me. So I found the people aspect of it interesting. So when I was in India, I was surrounded by people and people doing interesting things. I was also practicing yoga while I was there because I had started practicing yoga for stress relief. And when I came back, I started teaching yoga. So I started teaching yoga because I said, wellness, I have to help people with their wellness. This would be a good thing for people to understand how to balance, how to like maybe compensate or adjust for their lifestyle that they've chosen.
Right.
It'll help them like kind of manage through that. And I became a personal trainer. Of course, when I start doing something right, I'm like
all the way.
All in.
You're an all the way girl.
So I'm obviously quit my job, sold my house, got divorced. Let's go. But I went back to school for 2 years, became a registered massage therapist, which is regulated by the government. So I had to like pass all these exams.
Right.
I became a personal trainer. I opened my own yoga studio. I was teaching yoga. I'm doing all the really
things.
groovy things, all the things for wellness. It's like, we're going to make these people healthy. Somehow I became a meditation teacher as well. I'm going to find a way to make these people feel good. Damn it. And yeah, it was going amazing. And you know what? I still teach yoga and I still exercise people and I still teach meditation. In fact, today, later today at 3 o'clock in my membership group, I do a live meditation. But I was still feeling like there's still like a little sliver of something.
Okay,
It's like I'm going in the right direction.
I'm going to
Yeah.
interrupt you. I want to put a pin in
Okay.
this because I know this is an important. I don't want you to rush. And we're
Okay.
up to our first break, so we're gonna have people just hang on. So just do some breathing because the wellness lady would tell us to breathe. But stay still, stay right here with Heather Stewart. So we will be back after this commercial break. You are listening to Illuminate Your Worth with our host, Heather Stewart. I am Christine McIver, which we didn't tell them, which is cracking me up now. I am the CEO of the Inspired Choices Network. And today's show is called Are You Ready to Illuminate Your Worth? So when we get back, we're going to have Heather complete this story, finish this picture, and then we're going to move into the whys. I've got a few why questions coming. So everybody stay tuned. We'll see you right after this break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, who doesn't want a thriving life? Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Illuminate Your Worth. Our host of this brand new production is Heather Stewart, our transformation facilitator, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. So I'm just going to say, if you want, we have an app that you just search Inspired Choices Network. You can listen to Heather live every week on her live show. If you're listening in the replay on your phone, yes. Every week, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can also catch all of the past production creations on demand whenever it works for you. And following today's show, her first show with us, this is going to be available on 450 platforms where you can listen to her or watch or do both. So we're going to.
It's like, is that like double fisting? You know, it's like, I got a drink in this hand, I got a drink in this hand, I got video kind of, and audio at the same time.
Yeah, you got them both. Yes, that came out really funny. So before we went to break, Heather, you were kind of guiding us through your journey to today. And you kind of ended with, you finished the job you were doing all the wellness stuff, all the wellness. You were going to make us well come hell or high water was the energy of it. And then what happened?
Well, I was working at a massage therapy clinic and I kept getting these massage therapists asking me all these questions. And I was like, I guess because they knew my previous career. So for instance, one day, one of my friends came to me with this envelope from the government and he's very dramatic. He's very Italian. He's like, Heather, this letter came from the government. And I said, okay, open it.
Oh dear.
So I realized these health and wellness people, they don't, like I commented earlier about the size of the budgets I used to work with, because things like government requests and forms and things, they were kind of normal for me. But I realized that the health and wellness world, they were really good at what they did. They had no idea what the business world was.
Like the two worlds did not meet.
They don't meet. It's like left brain, right brain, and they panic. So I started coaching health and wellness people. First, I was just helping people because I just wanted to help people. And then one day somebody said to me, because at this point I had moved into my own clinic and I had other therapists working for me. And one of them said to me, Heather, you should teach people this. And I went, oh, what a great idea.
I should do this. That's awesome.
So I started officially coaching. And then fast forward a little bit, 2021, I had a stroke. And I was a super healthy person.
Wait. The woman that left a job, went to India, did all the wellness health stuff, had a stroke.
Yes.
How?
And I was the same. I'm in the hospital going, are you sure? You know,
you're questioning the doctors.
Yeah, I'm questioning that. And I'm down at Toronto Western, which has, I must have seen a 7 or 8 neuro residents because it's a teaching hospital, seeing the top neurologist. And they think I'm quite interesting because, one, I'm pretty healthy. And I had none of the stroke symptoms. So they always tell you, and I just did my first aid, face, you know, you're slurring your words, your face is drooping, you've got a weakness, it's asymmetrical, all those things. All I had was double vision. This eye went a bit wonky and I couldn't see straight. I was having to go like this to be able to see
going. For all of you just listening, yeah, Heather just cocked her head up, downwards and to the side. That's a very, yeah. How long were you doing that for?
Well, it started on a Friday night of Halloween. And
perfect timing.
Because I was in wellness, I didn't know I was having a stroke because all I had was double vision. And I'm talking, and I very clearly remember I'm talking to my husband and I'm like, well, I have no weakness. I have no cognitive things happening. My face is fine. I feel fine, except that I have this pain in my eye and I can't see straight. I'm going to bed. Don't ever do that.
Don't do that.
If you, and this is a PSA that I sent out afterwards. If you would send your loved one to the hospital, then you take yourself to the hospital, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
He didn't argue with me. He just said, okay. Because he knew better than to argue with me, maybe. The next morning, it was still there. So I phoned telehealth, the service that we have here, to ask them for their advice. Because you get to talk to a nurse. And she said, go to the hospital. And I said, where's the hospital? Because I had never been to the hospital.
Oh, dear before. God. Oh, woman.
I know. So Saturday morning, I finished my meditation. I went and woke up my husband and I said, will you take me to the hospital? And I said, driving Miss Daisy, not Fast and Furious, you know, it's like, because he would have gone in complete panic. And they didn't think anything of it either. In fact, I was in the outer ER from 9:30 in the morning until about noon. Then you go into the first level of ER and it's crowded and there's renovations going on. So I'm in a chair and it's Halloween, by the way, still. And there's things happening all over the place. They tested my eyes. They said, yeah. I mean, my vision had started to actually clear, like my eye had started to come back, but it wasn't all like I could see straight, but I couldn't wear my glasses because if I put on my glasses, it made me really nauseous, which meant that my eyes still weren't lined up properly. And it wasn't until about 7:30 that evening that, because they sent me to the ophthalmologist, they did all these tests. Mm-hmm. But at 7:30 in the evening, they sent me for a CAT scan or a CT scan. I can't remember which. And the doctor comes in and she says, is there anyone? No one was allowed to be in the ER with me because it was COVID time, right?
Oh, so right.
You had to have a mask on and you had to be alone sitting in the ER. She said, is there anyone that you can call? I said, well, I'm starving. My husband is actually outside with a cup of tea and a muffin for me because I've been sitting there all day with no food. And she said, I'm going to go get him, even though he's not allowed in. I said, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not good.
So I'm texting him saying, the doctor's coming out. Don't panic. Anyway, so that's when they told me I'd actually had two strokes. And what had happened was, it's called idiopathic. You know, they don't know why. So I had a tear in an artery in my neck that had blocked off the, like, lining had blocked off the artery. The neurologist said, because I was so healthy, my brain wasn't affected, except that a blood clot broke off and went to my brain.
Except. You say like, that like except. It's nothing. Like, oh my God, now there's a blood clot. I need popcorn. Like, this is quite the story. I was not expecting this.
Well, I haven't told you the whole tale.
Oh my goodness. Like, okay, woman, now. You can tell a story. Can I just tell you can tell a story?
Thanks. I have to live it to tell it, right? True.
Yes.
So I finally, he said, you've had two strokes. We're admitting you. And I'm like, but what does that mean? Because I've never been in the hospital before. I was like, do I have to get a toothbrush? Do you guys have toothbrushes? Like, do I get pajamas or should I? Like, I had no idea what's going on. So I spent 3 days in the emergency room because there was no beds in the hospital. And when they showed me, when I was talking to the neurologist, and we were talking about the MRI, he said, I don't know why you had double vision. That's not where your stroke was. I said, well, apparently my brain, my body just said, we got to smack this girl and get her to pay attention.
Awake.
She needs to go to the hospital right now. So 3 days in the ER. And I call it my 3-day silent retreat. Mm. So I had the blessing of a 3-day silent retreat. And this is what I was realizing when I was there. I was like, I am healthy. Okay, check. Well, okay, there's something going on in my brain, but they're taking care of it, right? I've got blood thinners going on. There's still a blood clot in my neck that might break off that they're worried about. So they're taking care of that. So that's good. Yeah, I'm fine. Emotionally, I'm like, this is really interesting. Like, I was not upset. I was not panicked. I wasn't worried. It's a little odd to have your, like when you break a finger or a bone, you kind of go, yeah, I know what's happening there. Your brain's this black box.
You had no connection to your experience.
It was very strange because you're like, what's going on in there? I have no idea. So I was sitting there listening to all the stuff going on outside my cubicle. They gave me a cubicle, thank goodness. And I could close the curtains because I was there a long time. And I'm just listening to all of life going on outside. I'm like, wow, people really need more than just physical health. So as I'm laying there in my silent retreat, I went, okay, universe, what's the deal? You've got my full attention. What is it that you wanted? And I was running that business podcast. I was doing business coaching, and it was, you got to make it bigger because people are more than their business and they're more than their physical health. And as I was laying there, I'm going to leave the rest of the story. I got to leave it on a cliffhanger.
Again?
Because we're going to go to a break.
Okay, so you did it this time. I'm not doing it this time, listeners. Okay, she's the cliffhanger. All right.
I'm the cliffhanger.
We're up to our second break. One of the things that I really want to illuminate is that, and I didn't mean to use that word, but what I really want to highlight here is this journey is the contribution to bringing you to the world and bringing what you know and feel the world requires.
Yes.
And, these wake-up calls, and I do call them wake-up calls, they've occurred for many of us. You know, you quit your job. I had a mental breakdown. And I think both is the universe squeezing us out of our comfort zone, putting us on the right, GPS to where we are supposed to be. So if you're listening out there and you're like, yeah, it kind of happened to me or it's happening to me, no, you're in the right place. Even in the middle of the hell, you're in the right place. Nobody guaranteed it was going to be easy, but my interesting point of view, we all came here for a reason. And that reason is being played out whether we like it or not, whether the human likes it or not.
They're right? going to put you on, they're going to kick you onto your path if you don't pay attention.
Wake up, wake up.
Yeah,
all right, everybody. Up. You are listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart, our amazing host on the Inspired Choices Network. Stick around. I know she's got more to share with us.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Oh my gosh, this is such a fun conversation. And if you're not watching the two of us, you should be. I'm just saying you should be. I was just showing Heather that on our phone app, you can click on the button for YouTube and you can actually see you and I in there right now. We are live in YouTube right now. So it's kind of fun. Anyways.
It's like, well, look, I can see myself.
Exactly. Woo! Look at me getting around. So Heather, this journey that you went on, there's been a lot of twists and turns. So like, I think we need to bring this to an end so that we don't leave this cliffhanger hanging too long.
Okay. No cliffhangers.
So go ahead.
Okay. So what was I talking about? No, I'm kidding. So I'm in the hospital. I'm in the ER. And it was, the message was basically, still too small, Heather. You got to go bigger, 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 bigger. And when I was laying there, what I realized was, like, I started with it, like, I was physically healthy. Mm-hmm. So imagine if I'd still worked a desk job when I had that stroke. I probably would have been dead, right? Because I would have been so unhealthy. Like, who knows if my brain...
Oh, right. Whether it could sustain you.
Yeah. So I was physically healthy. Emotionally, I was really curious. This is what I've realized is one of my superpowers is just be curious. Don't freak out because everything's going to work out eventually, somehow. Like, somehow stuff just works out. And because I think I fully trust that, I don't tend to worry about anything. I'm just like, well, yeah, this is crappy right now, but let's see what happens. So I was emotionally good. And I was emotionally in this place where I was just letting whatever needed to come in. I'm going to go through the six aspects I think are wellness, which I realized I had, and that's what exploded into the podcast that I had. So I was physically healthy. I was emotionally healthy. My community, surrounding yourself with people who actually care and will step up for you is important. And I don't think I realized until this happened how important it was and who those people were. So one of the people that I went to school with found out what was going on. I mean, my husband, yes, he's totally there for me. And he was freaking out and he was home cooking his butt off because when he's stressed, he cooks. Cooking because he couldn't visit me and he needed to do something. But my friend who I went to school with messaged everyone she knew, people she didn't know, but she knew I knew, telling them what had happened to me and telling them that I couldn't see. Like I couldn't escape into my phone. So I was just laying there, right? So they were sending me voice messages and I was just like, oh, I had no idea. You know, you walk around like this. I'm a person and I'm an island. And then when people are sending you love, you're like, oh my God, I think I'm going to cry. So I was like, wow, I have a really supportive group of people who are sending me energy and space and love and wanting me to be well. My job, my occupation at that time was all wellness, and I was a solopreneur, and I couldn't work because I'm in the hospital. But I had created my job in such a way that that's okay. I was messaging my clients telling them, I'm sorry, I have to cancel your appointment. I'm in the hospital. And they're like, Heather, oh my God. Some of them wanted to buy gift cards knowing that I wasn't going to have any income while I was in the hospital. So it's like my occupation was awesome. I was very happy with my job. It was uplifting. It was making me feel good. Financially, I was fine because I had created this life that supported me. And I was connecting to my higher purpose. It's like, okay, this is my time to connect to my higher purpose because everything else is being taken care of and I'm fine. So I'll stop fighting with the doctors. I'll let them take care of me and I'm fine. And that's where the Thriving Life Method came from. That's where the Back to Me, I asked them about the podcast and they said, well, it's going to be called Back to Me and you're going to tell people how to get better. I was like, okay, no problem. Sure. I don't know what that looks like, but let's do it. And so I just kind of was curious and kept following it and following it. And when I got out, I couldn't work very much in the beginning. You know, I could work for an hour and then I had to sleep. Like, right. You don't realize how long your brain takes to recover because you can watch a cut heal. You can't watch your brain heal. So I was slowly building up my strength. It took me about a year before I had my full strength back. I still think I've been altered. I think I've been altered. I had my friend, the one who panicked about the government letter. He's also an osteopath and some kind of shaman. Like he's just got superpowers. And one day he was treating me. He said, "Wow, your energy is much softer, Heather. It's much better." I said, "Wow, thanks."
Wow.
And he said, "Your guides are very happy. You're doing very well." I said, "Thank you. Thank you for letting me know."
Nice to have the acknowledgement.
All right. So that's where it all came from. Like that was, and it's not like you just turn the page and you're suddenly this new person.
No, it's a process. Right?
It is a process. And I've had all these big, I don't know what to call them, big blips, big adjustments, but you still have to find your feet in those adjustments.
Right.
Like, okay, Heather, go out and be bigger. I'm like, okay. What does that mean?
So when did you go to India? What year was that?
Oh my goodness. It was probably 21 years ago.
Okay. So.
Because my husband and I are having our 20th wedding anniversary. Got a new husband out of the deal, by the way.
I kind of surmised that. So you were married in 2005 and you went to India before that?
Yes. 2004. So yeah.
Okay, 2004.
2004.
And then when did the wake up call hit you?
Which
the
one?
The strokes.
The stroke. 2021.
2021. So that was only just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been from 2004 India to 2021. So what is that? 12, 13 years? I can't do the math. Danielle,
I have an adding machine.
Our producer Danielle will do it for us. it's been a journey. Like it's really, I love that we look. Thank you, universe, for showing me this. I love that we looked at the years because it is a journey. And I think one of the things that is important for people to realize is we need to be kind to ourselves. And we need to be kind and we need to be 2001 to 2004.
Trying to calculate it, I can tell.
2021, yeah. We need to be kind to ourselves and we need to give ourselves grace in the journey.
Right.
The pressure, and I think you're going to say yes to this, the pressure that we feel in society, the push put 17 years, she said. So that was the journey between those two points. The pressure that we feel in society today, the really strong, heavy push, masculine. I like masculine people. I have a very strong masculine side as well. And
that heavy masculine, it needs balance. And it needs for us to be kind to ourselves. You know, I was in a group a few weeks ago, and the energy of you need to push harder and you need to be consistent and you need to
hustle.
And I'm like, and then they asked me the question. I don't even remember what the question was. Okay. But they asked me the question and I said, and you also need to honor where you are and you need to give yourself grace. And I think that's one of the things that you demonstrate beautifully in this journey that you've been explaining to us, that you, right. I love that you talk about being curious and that you're even giving the universe grace. Okay. What does that look like? You know, like right. You're not angry. You're not highly emotional. I really get that this is your, was this always your disposition before India and before the stroke, or has it been fine-tuned?
I think I've always been the person who looked for, and it sounds stupid to say this, looked at the bright side. Like someone would say something and I'd say, oh, well, but this is happening. Like I'd always look at something else. So I think I've always had that disposition. And then my mother says when I was a baby that I was always happy.
Right.
And I think I've always been a teacher as well. When I learned to write, I came home and immediately had to teach my little sister how to write her name. So, and I can see when I look, it's like when I learn something, oh, this is so exciting. I want to teach somebody
right.
how to do this.
Right.
So this disposition has always been here, but I think it was, I wasn't stepping into what I wanted. And this is something that I talk about a lot with, even with my friends. It's like, because I didn't have a really clear 5-year, 10-year plan, I didn't really know exactly where I was going, exactly what I wanted. I let other people direct me. And I was like, oh, well, let's just see. And maybe that's what I was supposed to do at that time.
Right.
Because having that accounting background is actually super valuable. Like I wouldn't trade that.
You know what? I went to college for accounting too.
Right?
I didn't know we had that in common.
I decided to do a bank reconciliation.
Oh, God, help us. Please, God, let's not talk accounting.
Right? But you do come to this point where you're like, okay, well, maybe I'd like to go do something different. Or I did. And I still didn't know what that was, but I stopped worrying about having the answer. And I started looking at what was interesting. And there's going to be a show, I haven't posted it yet. There's going to be a show about trusting that you don't know where you're going. That's coming up in July. But trusting that you don't really know. All you know is like this step.
Right.
And then another step. You can't
see. And
then
the next step. You can't see it.
And it's okay not to see it. But I can remember when I was in corporate, it was like, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing next week. Like,
I got up this morning. That's my plan.
5 years, 10 years. That's like that. My brain just would not do it. I could try, but I just couldn't do it. Like it was like my thinking would shut off. It's like, I'm not doing that. So I never had one. I was one of those weird corporate people without a 5-year plan. So crazy. But the hustle culture, like you can go into all the, you can Google it. Like, the masculine energy has dominated for the last however many hundreds of years. And now
bajillions.
And now the feminine goddess energy is coming back in. You got to go watch this video I watched where a guy analyzed Lady Gaga's latest video. Very interesting.
Okay.
On feminine power and how she's using, it's called abracadabra. She's using abracadabra to set a spell to reinvigorate the female energy.
Okay. Well, we could go on and on about this
time. I know.
And we are up to our final break. Do you believe that your first show is just about over? Like, this is going fast. And before everybody leaves, I wanna give you Heather Stewart, connect with her. It's Stewart, Stewart.coach is her website, which is very cool. And her email is info@heatherstewart.coach. I want to keep saying coach. Do connect with her there. And if this conversation has been really speaking to you and it's been a contribution, we would love for you to go search it on iTunes and give it a 5-star review. It really makes a big difference. We all know about algorithms today, and it really does make a big, big difference. And when you do that, it assists in getting the information out to others that may be looking for it as well. And I know Heather will be super grateful. I will be super grateful as well, because what we really like to do here is really like to, you know, amplify everyone's voices. And this is one way that we get to do that even more. So stick around. We're going to go for our last break of the show, and then we're going to wrap all this up. So you're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's get back to today's show. I just want to jump back in really, really quick because I don't want to miss anything. Right. So, yes, Heather will be here every week. All of her shows are available on demand, so you can listen again and again, or you can watch it. Find your favorite podcast platform and find Heather there. Just search for Illuminate Your Worth. Heather, why did you choose the words Illuminate Your Worth?
Ooh, well. How much time do we have? No, I'm kidding. So you and I were having the conversation on, because we weren't going to call it Back to Me anymore. We were stepping up and creating something bigger. And one of the visualizations, so every morning I meditate, and a visualization that I got recently from a teacher I was listening to was, visualize every day the world the way you want it to be. And I have this desire, like my whole overarching everything that I do is my desire is for people to understand how valuable they are. And I can see in so many people, like even in wars, in arguments, in yelling on the street when I'm walking down the street, in conflict, in the way that people act, in the way that people let themselves be manipulated, or they're not happy. Sometimes they're making the choices for themselves. It's like, because they don't feel like they're valuable enough. Like, oh, I would like a new job, but who would hire me? Or he always talks to me like that, but that's okay, because, you know, it's just like, and those are extreme examples. It shows up in really subtle ways, by the way. But if people understood that you were born and that makes you valuable, and that there is a purpose for you to be here, not just to, you know, go make the donuts. Remember that Dunkin' Donuts commercial? Time to make the donuts.
I don't, but I'll go search it.
It's like, you know, your life does not have to be on this, like, just treadmill. Repetition of monotony. It's this place where you came, it's a very creative planet, and it will create with you if you allow it to. So you came here for a purpose, and the purpose usually does involve a little bit of discomfort. I'm just going to say it right out front, but heck, who cares? A little bit of discomfort, it's all good. You'll get through it. And because I want people to recognize how valuable they are, and I visualize this world where people understand what their worth is, and then the people who are struggling, you can, the rest of us go in and help them. And the way to do that is to shine a light inside them, right? So it's like, I'm going to shine a light for you because you can't see it. So I'm going to hold the flashlight so you can get to work on your stuff. and I'll be there beside you.
That's what we should have had a picture of, you holding a flashlight.
Hold the flashlight.
Yeah.
I'll be there holding the flashlight for you until you can see it yourself.
Nice.
And
I love that.
That's what I want.
I love that. You have, okay, don't be mad at me, okay, what I'm going to say.
As if.
You have an incredibly annoying positive attitude. And I say annoying because I am sure that when people have been in the depths, that sometimes they're like, Heather, pound salt.
We call that the bite me zone.
The bite me zone. Oh boy, I like
and
that.
In the bite me zone, I'm just like, that's okay. Let's keep going.
Well, I'm grateful that there are people like you in the world who experience life from the space of curiosity and continue to show up even after all the things that you have been through. And there's so many people in the world, I believe, from my vantage point, that are struggling to find their footing in this world. And, it, you know, I can't say that we're in a tough time in the world. We haven't been in physical wars. We haven't been in, through the depression. You know, when I look at my parents and my grandparents and the things that they endured, we're doing pretty good. And suffering is relative to each individual. So I'm very grateful that you are here and in the world, and you're shining your light and holding the flashlight for the rest of us. I'm incredibly grateful that you and I were connected. So huge shout out to Dr. Dolores Fazzino, who also has a show here on the network and introduced us and referred you to us. And I'm super grateful that you said yes, because having someone with your voice in the world and having us support you to bring it out and illuminate you more contributes to the world in a huge, huge way. A huge, right. Huge way. So next week, you're doing your show solo. I'm not going to be here interviewing you or playing with you or having fun with you. But next week's show is Worry is a Luxury You Can't Afford. Love the title. Can't wait to hear what you have about that. Is there anything that you would like to inform the listeners about that they're going to experience that I haven't already read?
Well, I want to invite people to, I wrote this down when you were talking earlier about comfort zones and, you know, that repetition. So if you have an idea of something that you want different and it scares you, and it's also a little bit exciting, that's your clue. So
get curious about your cues.
Yeah, get curious. If you're scared, that's normal. But if you're also a little, even a teeny bit excited, follow that, because that is a breadcrumb for you.
That's a breadcrumb.
Because I was scared, even though I've been doing podcasts for 5 years, I'm like, oh my God, this is something bigger and newer. Then I went, heck, whatever. Let's just go play.
Let's go. Let's step up. Well, I love that the shows are live because we get to see you in your zone. And it's not like we stop and we edit. This is the real deal. The way that we do the shows here is the real deal. And that invites people like Heather and all the rest of the hosts to really fully show up as who they are. And that's worthy of light. That is absolutely right. Worthy of that. So again, connect with Heather at info@heatherstewart.coach or heatherstewart.coach website. Of course, she's across all the socials. She has a YouTube channel, you name it. You can find her profile here on the inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. And Heather, that's a wrap.
What?
I know. That is a wrap, my friend. Well done. Congratulations. You are officially one of the hosts here on the Inspired Choices Network. We appreciate you. We are celebrating with you as well. Oh my God, she certainly has all the toys over there. All right, my friends, we'll see you. See you next week. Thanks for being here, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.